Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, it's Dan Willinger here from Ventriloquist Central, and my partner in crime, Steve Hurst, is in the background to help us out, and I just want to say hello to everybody and welcome them to the show, whoever you might be. If you don't have the number to call in is area code 347-850-8597. And the subject that we wanted to cover tonight was the Vent Haven Ventriloquist Convention, which was a real blast. And if we have some callers that would like to call in and talk about their experience, I would really appreciate hearing from you. It was a great time, and I certainly enjoyed meeting everybody and meeting new people and making new friends. It was a lot of fun. The lectures were great. The shows were great. I have to tell you, I just can't get over the young kids that are up and coming doing ventriloquism. Boy, I'll tell you, they really go for it, and they don't leave any stone unturned. You talk about comedy, gosh, it was great. And singing and lip control, these children were phenomenal. You really do have to make it to this convention if you have anything to do with ventriloquism. It's really a great time. Steve, have we got anybody that's called in yet?
Nothing on the line yet. And
okay.
As people can hear, I'm a little hoarse. I'm still recovering from the convention, so please excuse me if you're having a hard time understanding me.
Okay. Yeah, I can honestly say Steve was under the weather. I was, too, as a matter of fact. We both came down with scratchy throats, and I had mine until about Tuesday evening, and then it kind of dissipated, but Steve's actually was a lot worse, which is unfortunate. But, you know, you go with no sleep, and it's not unusual for people to stay up until 3 o'clock in the morning before they go to bed, and then you back up again at 7 in the morning. So it's conducive to making you sick. But it's worth it. It's worth it. We had a great time. We had a great show with Todd Oliver. Unfortunately, he was going to come in earlier in the week, and things got screwed up with his booking agent and whatever, so he only was able to make it for the Saturday night show. But I have to tell you, there is a great ventriloquist. He comes out and uses his two dogs, and man, they are fantastic. I just can't get over it. Those dogs are so used to it. They sit there, and they don't move, and that mouth gadget that he uses makes them talk. They're alive. It's fantastic. What a great show. And unfortunately, on our international show that Steve-O puts together, we were supposed to have the best ventriloquist from France, but he didn't show up, so we had Nina Conti that filled in. Thank God she was there. What a wonderful, wonderful ventriloquist she is. Well, I see we have someone that's on the line from Roseville, Michigan, so Steve, why don't you put him through and let's have him talk about his convention experience.
You're on the line. Area code 586.
Hey, Steve. How you doing?
Good.
This is Dan Batten. We spent a lot of time by the fishing hole.
Yeah, how you doing?
Hey, Dan. Nice to have you calling in.
Yeah, I see there's a delay there on the time there.
That's possible, but that's all right. You go ahead. So tell us about your convention experience. This was your first convention, wasn't it?
This was actually my second.
Last year.
Last year I only got to go the last 2 days of it.
But
I was really glad that I got to attend the entire convention. I should not listen to the broadcast because it's confusing me here.
You probably want to just turn your computer down and just listen to the phone for now.
Right.
That sounds like a good idea.
All right.
Okay, it's turned down.
There you go. Now you should have no problem. That should do it.
Yeah, that sounds better. I am definitely glad I got to attend the entire thing. The first 2 days, you get a lot more involved with the camaraderie involved with everyone that's there. You get to talk to the pros and learn a lot of stuff. And that was just a lot more enriching experience, I thought, being there for 4 days instead of two.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. And it just seems like everybody is so friendly. I mean, if you're a new person that's coming in, people take you right under their wing. It's really terrific. And
yeah, you don't.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh. No.
I didn't feel that there were any, everybody, well, if there were any egos, they left them outside the door. You know, they didn't come in with them, so.
Yeah, I agree with that 100%. So, tell us, what were some of the highlights for you?
One of them was getting to finally meet Jeff Dunham. I had attended his lecture last year, but wasn't able to stay long enough to get his autograph or meet him. So that
right.
was definitely a highlight. But then again, getting to speak to Sammy King and Bob Isaacson and those folks was also a great thing, I thought.
Right. Right.
And then meeting the guys from Ventriloquist Central, yourself and Steve, that was put an actual person to the picture, you know.
Right. Well, we really enjoy it, and we wanted to make sure that everybody got to see and hear what was going on. We try to do that for everybody. That's kind of become one of our things now. We go to the convention and promote it, so. It's a great time. So.
Yeah, it was definitely worth the time and the money it took to get there. So.
Well, great. I'm glad you enjoyed it. Yeah. Did you buy anything in the dealer's room?
Let's see. I bought some DVDs,
right.
And that's the only thing I really bought that was puppet related was. Two sets of those plastic peepers, puppet eyes.
Oh, sure, yeah.
But that's a pretty versatile puppet. You just take the eyes off and your puppet's put away.
Right. Yeah, if you work with those peepers, you can have a ventriloquist dummy with you anytime, any place.
This is true.
Right. Good to practice your labials by yourself.
Yeah, that's true.
Nishinola is looking at your hand. It makes it look like it's a character.
Yeah, this is true.
Okay. Well, Dan, it's been a pleasure having you call in, and I appreciate it. And I hope to see you again next year at the convention. And, of course, keep in touch on Facebook. So thank you for your call.
Okay, it was nice getting to talk to you and Steve. So good luck with the
great,
rest of
thanks.
The show.
Okay. Thank you so
all right,
much.
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. I'll talk to you later.
Okay. Terrific.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Hey, okay. Steve, do we have someone else I see online?
I think we do have someone. I'm not quite sure, but I think it's that pirate guy up in Kansas City, Missouri.
Oh, okay.
Ron, is that you?
That's me.
Hey.
Hey, this is my first time I ever went to the convention. Oh, I lie, but I'm honest about it. I'll tell you, it was such a great convention this year. Before I get going, I want to say hi, Dan. Hi, Steve. But
Hold on. We want to tell everybody, this is Ron Shearer. We know you, but maybe not everybody else knows you.
That's for sure.
Oh, Lordy. Well, Joe Leffer's workshop on sound was awesome. It was so good. I just enjoyed everything about the convention, as I got very little sleep. But the workshop on sound was wonderful, and I was amazed watching Jeff's lecture when he gave it and he got Ahmed out and the case fell over.
Right.
Did you see his? If anyone was there, his response, he was very calm and cool about it. And when he put Ahmed back and he heard a big crunch, he just goes, Ooh, that didn't sound good, but kept on going with the show. And I'm hoping people picked up on that. You just got to keep going with that. And it was so nice seeing everybody there and the old friends and so forth and going back and forth. It was just I would tell anybody to get there and enjoy themselves.
Right.
Because it's wonderful.
Unfortunately, we only had Jeff for a lecture as opposed to being a performer this time. But nevertheless, his lecture, I was really taken back because of him bringing out his female figure that he's going to use in that new movie coming out at the end of the month, Dinner for Schmucks. So I thought that was pretty cool.
It was, and Nina was just, she was just wonderful when she filled in. To talk to the people out there listening, I want them to understand, you can talk to all these professional ventriloquists, you can talk to anyone there, but these people take the time, they're rushed, but they will take time to talk to you, sign autographs, get pictures taken. I mean, it's like heaven on earth with ventriloquism. It's just wonderful.
I agree. But, I agree 100%.
Don't want to take much of time. I just want to say I had a blast. It was great seeing you guys again. It's just so much fun seeing everyone. So the one thing, I don't know if you all saw that or not, but the last Saturday night, late after it was over, they actually had a karaoke ventriloquist show. Another part, I won't mention the part it was, but Josh's. But it was awesome.
I know all about that, and it was a good friend of mine from Florida named Lee Wolfson, and he took it upon himself to hire the karaoke guy and brought him in so that we could do that. Yeah, that was really a terrific thing. That's never been at the convention before, but it might be something that happens every time now. But yeah, we can give congrats to Lee Wolfson for coming up with that because that was his thing. Okay.
It was great. Now I wanted to ask you one question before I go. What did you all think of the dealer's room this year?
No, I thought the dealer's room was great. Now you have to understand, for me, I go looking for hard figures, so. It's tough for me because I'm a hard figure guy, but my gosh, you've got such a great selection of puppets to choose from, you know. And as far as hard figures, well, Albert Alfaro had some phenomenal figures this year, and of course, you have Tim Selberg. I had to think of his name. Yeah, Tim Selberg that sells the hard figures as well. But boy, I'll tell you, there's some great soft puppets as well. So. No, I enjoyed the dealer's room, and Dan Axelrod was there again selling DVDs, which was great because he hasn't been there for quite a number of years, so that was
true.
Good. Yeah.
So, hey, well, I'll get off here. I just want to say hi and just say, hey, I had a blast. I enjoyed it so much. My daughter enjoyed it, and I'm looking forward to next year. I'm already making plans. So.
All right. Great to talk to you, Ron, and we'll see you again next year, I'm sure.
Dan, Steve, we'll talk to you again.
Hey,
bye-bye.
Thanks.
All right, Steve, I hope we have someone else we can chat with.
Yes, we do. We have somebody from Atlanta, Georgia, 678 area code. You're on the line.
Hello.
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 Hey, is this Steve and Dan?
Yes, it is.
This is Gary Koepke. How y'all doing?
Oh, terrific.
Hey,
Gary. Hi,
Gary.
Nice
sure.
to have you call in. I'm so happy to hear your voice again. We didn't get enough time together at the convention, even though we did get to say hello and take pictures and whatever. But, geez, you know, you get pulled around so much. I wish I had spent a little bit more time with you. So.
Well, you know, I love Van Haven, but that's really the advantage of maybe the smaller conventions, like the old Ventorama and some of the puppet fest that Hart's had a few years ago. You got to talk to everybody for a long time where they can you make friends, but you really get to know them after
right.
the convention through emails and letters and whatnot. So.
I agree. Well, but you still make a lot of great friends at Van Haven Convention. There's no question.
Yes,
about
you
it.
Do, and it, yeah. and it was wonderful to be back and see some old people and meet some new people and watch some of the shows. It was a lot of fun.
That's great.
A while since I was there.
right. Now, you hadn't been there for quite a number of years. I think the last time was...
Yeah, it was 5 years. 2005 was the last time I was there, and the time before that was 1996. And
oh, wow.
That
yeah,
was
so...
19... 75. So
right, so you've spaced them out.
Yeah, I was at the first one, and then I missed like 21 years with family things and college and whatnot. And,
right.
So I'm hoping to go next year and set a personal record of 2 years in a row. You know?
Oh, that'd be great. That really would. That would be great. Any thing you want to comment about from the convention this year?
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. It seemed to be a little more laid back than previous years when I had been there, which I enjoyed a lot. It was kind of, I felt kind of sorry for Jeff Dunham sometimes because, you know, every time he showed up, we had lines of people wanting to talk to him, but I didn't feel so bad that I didn't get in line myself, so.
Right. As a matter of fact, I didn't get in line either. I mean, it was just crazy. It was just crazy.
Well,
but I did get in line and talked with Todd Oliver. So.
Yeah, I did too. I really talked to a lot of people. Jeff, I was there in '75 when he won the junior contest.
Right.
Won that year, he was only maybe 13, 14 years old. So it was kind of interesting to see him this year with, you know, just so many people that were new to Vent getting in line to talk to him.
Right.
So that was kind of neat to watch it all grow up. But it was really good. I thought it was a good convention. One thing I wish they would go back to would be the junior and senior contest instead of the junior and senior open mic.
Yeah, I think a contest is really good, too, because that makes the person who's going to go into it practice. You're not just going to go in without having something prepared. If you're going to go into a competition, you're going to polish yourself up. And I kind of agree, a competition is really good.
Two things I noticed was number one, there was a gentleman there this year named Rock Gerspach. And Rock and I were both in the junior contest back in like 1970, 71, before the Vent Haven Convention ever started. And talking about it, that, you know, I used to get out of school the beginning of June, and I would start practicing 2 or 3 hours a day until August when the Ventorama came, so I would be in shape for it.
Right.
And then I was talking to some other people who were talking about the junior and senior open mics, and they were saying, well, we got some people that are in every year, and they don't show a year's worth of practice, and they're doing the same act they did the year before, and there's no improvement. And that was kind of frustrating to me because I had actually – tried to get into the senior open mic this year, and I was like number 12 to sign up.
Oh.
And Mark actually contacted me 3 or 4 days before the convention, and somebody had dropped out, but I was up in Michigan. I didn't have the stuff with me I had planned on doing, so I had to beg off on that one. But, you know, other than that, I really did enjoy it. I just feel like they already got the evening open mics for people that just want to do an open mic, and
right.
The content and the critique would be really good for, that's my opinion, you know, that's what I grew up with. I'm probably behind the times.
Well, yeah, like I said, I kind of agree too. I think competition would be great. I really think that it brings the best out of you if you're in a competition. I mean, I went through that with, you know, my son is a professional magician, does close-up magic, and, you know, he used to do the competitions, and I'll tell you, when he was entered in a competition, practice, it was amazing. And, you know, everybody that was in the competitions, they were all polished. It was great. It really was great. So it would be the same thing with the ventriloquists. So I'm in agreeance with you. Not that I don't like the open mics. I think the open mics are great, but I think just competition brings out the best. So
yeah. I didn't figure. I was listening to you talk about Alfaro's figures, and they were excellent. I enjoyed them. The first time I had ever seen that number of them in person, I'd seen one here or there that somebody was operating.
Right. We did a walk around with live feed from the dealer's rooms, and I really wanted to get up to Albert's booth. As I was saying, you know, being a hard figure fan, I wanted to get up to show his stuff, and it was very difficult. So later on in the convention, I went back with my flip video camera, and I did a video, and he just blew me away because he came out from behind the table, and he was holding the figure in his hand, and he made a donation to the Ventriloquist Central Collection. So that was really something. And if you haven't seen that, I did put it up on the blog, so you can go back and look at some of the previous ones, and you'll see that video. It was really phenomenal. He blew me away. So, but hey, Albert's making some pretty nice figures now, I tell you. They really are nice.
He is. And the controls are excellent. They're nice brass. They're smooth.
Right.
You know, there was one there that I really wanted. I didn't have the money with me, but I'm sure I'll be purchasing one at some point in the future here because they just they really were excellent figures.
Yeah, I
really
agree.
Does.
I agree 100%. They really are excellent figures. Yeah. Well, Gary, that was great for you calling in. I truly appreciate it. Hopefully, like you say, maybe you'll make a second year in a row. That would be terrific. And,
we're going to aim for it.
Okay.
All right, we'll talk to you guys later.
All right, thanks for the call.
Thanks, Gary.
All right, take it easy, guys. Bye-bye.
Okay. I also wanted to let people know if you're online and not calling in, feel free to type in any questions that you might have, and we'll certainly try and answer them for you. So make sure you do that. I know we have quite a few people that are online, so that's an option for you to ask us some questions. Steve, I think we have someone else online.
I think so. I think it's that guy from Staten Island, New York.
Oh, terrific.
Hello, darling. Where's my footage? I'm going to bite your neck.
I think you better look at the blog for tomorrow morning.
What's doing there, guys?
Hey, how are you, Pete? If everybody doesn't know, this is Pete Michaels on the phone.
Hello, folks.
It's so nice to hear your voice, Pete.
Yes, it's like we were just talking to each other, like, last week.
I know.
Keep going.
If I had my druthers, I'd still be there talking with you, rather
I
than
hear
being
you.
Home
no.
and working.
I missed a day and a half. It killed me.
I know. Well, tell everybody what happened.
I got a call to do a show in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, at a big golf pavilion. It was a corporate thing, and the money was there, and the flight was there, and everything. So I said, well, you know, it's right during convention time, but as long as I can be back the next day. So I flew out 6 o'clock Wednesday morning, and I was back at 5:30 Thursday afternoon. So it wasn't
right. Well, that was great. That's great. Nice to incorporate a little business in with the pleasure, you know?
Yeah, well, Jeff does it a lot, and the other guys do it a lot. You know, every once in a while,
Of course.
Pardon me, I just got back from my walk. I'm cooling down right now.
I hear you.
Legs were out there pumping away.
Hey, you got to do it, you know?
I
had to go to the doctors myself after we got back from convention on my birthday. The Tuesday was my birthday, and my doctor gave me a nice prescription for some blood pressure medicine, so that's what I got for a birthday present.
Oh, boy.
So, you know, these things happen. What are you going to do?
You're not 20 anymore.
No, even though I still think I am.
Yeah, I hear you.
So, what was your take on the convention this year?
I thought it was great. I thought it was something for everybody. You know, a lot of different workshops and lectures, and you know, we had the Junior Event University going again for the little guys, and
right.
That was Liz Von Stegen, myself, Neil Bacon, and Lynn Tresker, and then we had Dan Horn come in and give them a special little treat,
right,
with his little dog puppet. And I called Jimmy Nelson up at home because Jimmy was going to be there as a special guest, but as you know, he had some surgery done.
Right.
But I put him on speakerphone, and the kids were just thrilled because they all got a copy of the CD of Jimmy Nelson's Instant Ventriloquism 1 and 2.
Great.
So he spoke to the kids over the speakerphone, and they were just thrilled, and he gave them a good pep talk. And, you know, the open mics were fun. They're always fun. The shows were terrific. We had the Saturday night show was great because we had three people there who had never performed at the Saturday night show before.
Right.
It was good to see Sylvia and Brad and of course Todd with the dogs.
Right.
And it was nice to you know, be awarded the W.S. Berger Distinguished Service Award. I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah, that was a nice thing, wasn't it?
Wow. Yeah, I was.
Well, you deserve
it. In the room
it, Pete.
Trying to get Diana ready, as you know, it takes her a little while. And
right.
When I told my wife, I said, "Yeah, we never get seats up front with this thing, you know. It's so we'll because we just stay by the back in case Diana starts, you know, getting crabby and we got to rush her out the door." But I walked in the door and someone comes up, "You missed your award." I'm like, "What award? You got an award for Distinguished Service." I'm like, "What?"
Yeah.
So I grabbed a hold of Mark, and I said, am I a bad boy? He goes, no, I just announced your name. You weren't here. I'm like, I explained. I said, don't worry about it. We'll get it after the show.
Right.
But it was a lot of fun. I did the VIP classes, the first time we'd ever done something like that, because there's no way we could have devoted 3 hours to 20 people during the convention as a part of a workshop. It never would have worked. There was just no time for or space for that matter.
Right.
We had 19 people, and it really, really went well. They enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. They asked all the right questions. We covered all the basics that, you know, people, you know, like everybody kept saying, you know, you read this stuff in books, you listen to it on tapes and records, but to have it one-on-one, I said, yeah, you don't get it one-on-one. Even when you're doing a lecture, I did my lecture 2 years ago, it's not one-on-one. You can't take the time out to sit there and critique them and say, okay, do something for me, show me what you need, and help with, and so on. It was just so good to have that.
Right, right. Yeah, no, I thought it was a plus. It really was a plus. Give something to someone that they normally wouldn't be able to have. So that was definitely a plus.
And I love the dealer's rooms, as always, looking around. And, you know, I miss Chaucer's. I can't believe I'm saying that. But actually miss Chaucer's. But, you know, the Josh's thing wasn't too bad. And, you know, we normally bring food with us, you know, because we got the kids. And
right, you've got the kids, of course.
We got
the one thing that I thought was great was they instituted the continental breakfast.
Yeah.
So that was terrific. And you go in any time you wanted in the morning, and it
was
all there ready for you to eat. And, geez, I thought that was terrific. I really did.
Yeah. Yeah.
I really did. That was terrific. That was a great thing that the hotel instituted.
And the museum is looking great. Building 2, what they did with the new floor, and they opened that doorway so you can walk through now.
I know.
The new lighting and everything.
Wonderful. The only thing I missed was the smell. No, it really was. They did a phenomenal job restoring that building. Boy, I'll tell you.
I think stop is Building 3. I think they're going to replace the floor in Building 3 because that's the old linoleum, the same kind they had in Building 2. And it's old. I mean, you know, this stuff, it does get old after a while. And
absolutely.
With all the traffic going in and out. But,
and I noticed that they did
really
rearrange. They rearranged again from last year because I went to go and look and see things, and I said, well, it's not here anymore.
They do that periodically just to keep things moving and to, you know, change the look of it so people don't get bored.
I think they also pulled out some other things from the closet that hadn't been out. So
probably.
So it was pretty nice.
There's more than enough there.
Oh, yeah. No, it was a great take. It really was. I enjoyed the museum immensely. Of course, I would. I mean, you know, my idol was W.S., so, you know, I emulate him. And, boy, I'll tell you, great stuff. Boy, I wish I had been born the same time he was to collect it. But
he was probably one of, if not the only guy that took it that far. You know, it just became an obsession to get out of control.
Yeah.
And luckily it did. I mean, he corresponded. He sent letters. I mean, there are, you know, file cabinets and file of letters and correspondence and playbills and things. I mean, you know.
You know, Lisa Sweezy told me this time that they have over 500,000. That's correct statement. 500,000 pieces of correspondence.
I don't doubt it.
Think about that.
And
that's an
really
amazing thing. Yeah.
You know, he really loved this art, and he loved everything about it. He wasn't the best ventriloquist in the world, but he knew his stuff. He could tell you who was what and where and when, and everybody corresponded with him. Everybody.
Yeah. Well, she said 500,000 pieces of correspondence. There isn't anybody that he didn't talk with.
Yeah, I didn't get into this, unfortunately, until like 11 years after he died is when I really got serious into this. But I was able to get a copy of some of the old IBV things and the old oracles and stuff, and it was fascinating. I mean, he was a one-man operation.
He sure was. He sure was.
And he had a wonderful wife, Muzz, Josephine, who, you know, she shared his passion for this, and she, you know, she let the little boy have his toys.
Yeah. Well, I can honestly say my wife, Helen, is basically the same way. She is behind me 100%. Sometimes she says, well, you know, we could do this in the house if you weren't buying that Marshall.
Mm-hmm.
But she knows what my passion is, too, and she goes right along with it. She's really been behind me. So I know what he had because I have the same thing.
I hope you signed a prenup.
My collection came way after the marriage started.
Yeah, good luck sending that to a lawyer.
Oh, gosh.
I hope to God that never happened.
Good luck trying to get one now.
Yeah, no kidding. How you doing, Steve?
I'm hanging in there.
Are you all rested up?
I'm rested. It's just my voice isn't.
Yeah, we were driving home, and on Route 71, right outside of Grove City, Ohio, about maybe 45 minutes outside of the museum. And all of a sudden, my steering wheel starts shimmying like a devil, and I start to smell burning, and I see smoke on the right side. I got a flat.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Load of stuff.
So
yeah, we pulled over to the side of the road, and I was there. I called the state police. I called AAA, and this good Samaritan, this kid who was he was an Army guy driving home from Fort Hood back to Pennsylvania, pulls off the side of the road, and you know me from New York, I'm like, who's this guy? What does he want? You know, and he says, can I be of any help? And I said, well, I got a flat. He goes, you have a spare? I said, yeah. Luckily, my car has a full size spare because you know with those Crown Vic, they don't give you a donut.
Right.
So he said, well, I'll change it for you. Now, you know, AAA and the trooper were on their way. I said, well, I'll help you, you know. So by the time we got the older tire off and the new tire on, they show up. And, you know, the AAA guy says, well, you need a little air in the spare. I got my compressor. I'll give you some air. And it took all of a half hour. We were back on our way again.
Wow. That's
great.
Just goes to show you that there are still good people out there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And he was in Fort Hood, and I was in Fort Hood back in the day. So we had a little something to talk about.
Right. Right. That's terrific.
And I drove, and I told my wife, I said, you know, thank God this didn't happen at night, and it didn't happen in one of those four tunnels going through Pennsylvania.
Right.
I mean, I had got a hole in the sidewall of that tire, and we put a patch on it, and the patch held, you know, on the inside. But I guess with all the heat that we had, that, you know, that hot air inside that tire.
Oh, yeah.
It just came loose, and so I went out and Monday morning when I came back, $1.25 for a new tire.
New tire. Oh, yeah.
To do. But I had a great time at the convention. Peter got, Mark James gave Peter that wonderful little monkey puppet that Alfaro had made.
Right.
He had bought
it. And he was walking around with that little monkey, and he was having a blast with it. Oh, my gosh.
He was very proud of that thing.
I'm telling you, Mark had bought that, I think, last year, and it was too small for him to use. He couldn't get his hand in it. He called me up about 6 weeks. He goes, would you mind if I gave little Petey a gift? I says, well, what? And he told me. I was like, oh, my gosh. And he said, well, don't tell him about it. I want it to be a surprise. I said, okay, my lips are sealed.
Right.
So he was thrilled beyond thrills.
Yes.
And Mark is he's an old friend. We've known each other 30 years. He's such a sweetie.
Oh. I was so happy to see him there this year because, I don't know if other people know, Mark James is a terrific ventriloquist in his own right, but he was protecting us. Yes, he was protecting us this past year.
Yep.
So it was great to see him at the convention.
And he's such a fun guy to be with.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I've got tapes of us from 1980 in my room just doing some silly nonsense stuff, and we're both young, skinny kids.
Right.
Oh, my God, with a lot of hair, I had back then. Well, you've seen the picture.
Exactly.
It was good to see Nina Conti back again. You know, she was like a last-minute addition because somebody in the international show couldn't make it. And
Nice to
see her again.
It was, and she did a wonderful
job.
The
old standards, Nacho and the Hamels and Phil Jones and, you know, just everybody that was there. I missed Alan Seamock. I was just over his house today.
Oh.
Because my son's little Oliver character, my wife inadvertently put something on the case and pushed the mouth out of joint.
Oh.
These things happen.
Yeah.
So Uncle Al was good enough. We brought it over there today, and he gave him a little quick tune-up and fixed him up, and we all had lunch together afterwards, and it was a nice day.
That's great. Yeah, it's too bad I didn't see him. He didn't make it this year.
Oh, yeah, he was on his way. He had all intentions going, and his water pump went.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're at the mercy of Mr. Goodwrench at that point.
Of course.
Oh, and it's not cheap, I guess, to, you know, fix a water pump these days. Not like the old days.
The old days,
points, plugs, and condenser, and you were done.
Yeah. Right. So
Steve, how did you enjoy it, everything, all in all, with little voice you have left?
I thought it was the best convention I've been to. This is the third one I've been to, and it was... You know, even comparing it with the Vegas convention, which I thought was pretty cool, too, the 97 one, this was the best convention ever. I'll have to say that.
Well, you know, Mark Wade has been doing this a long time, and he's really got this down to a science as far as keeping things moving and keeping things interesting and putting together new workshops and new lectures and new lecturers and, new performers. It's hard to come up with a new formula every year, but by golly, he seems to do it.
Yep, he does it.
You know, and I heard nothing but good things from people, which is nice. You know, it's always nice to hear that, you know, they really enjoyed this, or they, you know, they like this performer. And Lee Cornell had a wonderful workshop about videotaping, and, you know, there's so many things. You couldn't see it all. I mean, you had to go bouncing from room to room to room.
Right, right.
To get a good look at everything. And I remember in the old days with Johnny Main, I didn't even bother going to sleep.
Well, I was talking about how we only got 4 hours of sleep a night. But
yeah, well, 4 hours is good. I remember one year with Johnny, I averaged probably about an hour of sleep a night.
Oh, gosh.
And I was living on caffeine, you know, coffee.
Sure.
Because I was, you know, I was a kid, so I could stay up, you know. But I just, I was so into it. I wanted to see everything and meet everybody and go to every lecture and every workshop and, you know, everything that was, you know, the dealer's room, spend time playing with every puppet and, you know, wishing I had enough money to buy that one and, you know.
Right, right.
You know, it's 30 years but for me, and it just keeps me coming back. And in the museum, you know, it always gets better and better. And, you know, the raffles are always fun. For the first time this year, we actually ran out of tickets.
Yes, everything got saved. That's right. People don't realize they do a raffle every year, raffle off a bunch of great stuff, which it's amazing what gets raffled off. And then they do an auction afterwards to help promote, make money for the convention, for the museum. And this year, Kyle Scribner did a phenomenal job auctioneering.
The third year he's done this.
It's the third year, and this time he actually got $3,800 paid.
Yeah, I like Kyle. He's a great kid.
Yep. So he did a good job. So that was
this
terrific.
Is the first time we ever ran out of tickets. It was like, you know, people were waving money in the air, and we were out.
I know. It was phenomenal. So
the advisors, we were talking amongst ourselves and going, you know, well, the economy the way it is, you know, maybe, you know, people won't be having that much money this year to go spend. And I said, but by golly, they were out there.
That's right.
Well, I can say for a fact they were spending money. I have a few of my clients are actually were in the dealer rooms, and I talked to them about how their sales were, and they did very well this year.
Good. So, yeah, I know.
Yeah,
Albert Alfaro stole another one of those.
Was definitely there this year.
Right.
Pardon me?
I said the money was definitely there this year.
Yeah, well, you know what? I think people are being very careful with their money. You know, they've got it, and they're saving it for what, you know, like we saved this for the convention. This is our vacation every year. This is our one vacation. And, you know, we went down, and, you know, we got the extended stay room, which has a little kitchenette in it, you know, for the kids. And, you know, it's a little bit more than the regular room, but, you know, we need it. We need to have the refrigerator and the microwave for, you know, to make foods and stuff. But, you know, we enjoyed it. It was great. You know, the drive is, you know, like I said, it's like an 11-hour drive, 11 and a half hours with pit stops for little ones.
Right.
But it's cheaper than flying, because flying, you know, times four, forget about it. Round trip, I don't think I could do that.
Well, I did the drive from Boston twice, and it was between 15 and 16 hours.
Yeah.
And I can't do it anymore. I hate to admit it. I just hate to admit it, but I can't do it anymore. So,
in a way, I'm important drove cause,
for me.
Yeah, in a way, I'm glad I drove, because I was all jet lagged out from flying. Just those 2 days back and forth.
Oh yeah, that'll take it out of you for sure.
Yeah, because I flew back. I started off on Pacific time,
right?
And then I came back to Cincinnati. I was back on Eastern time, and I'm like, where am I? What time? Where? I was a zombie. The first thing I did, Lisa Sweezy saw me in the lobby, and a few other people, like, oh, you're back. I said, I got to get in the shower.
Right.
When you sit on two planes, well, it was actually the same plane twice. I was lucky, because we had a 2-hour and 40-minute delay, and everybody else but me had to get different flight assignments for the connecting flights.
Wow.
All missed it. And the guy says, you're the luckiest guy here. He goes, you've got one boarding pass, which means you're flying on this plane into Salt Lake City, and you're staying on the plane into Cincinnati.
Right.
Like, wow, okay. He says, so you don't need another connecting flight. You're on the same plane. Relax, you're okay. But, you know, after a while, you know, you're on a plane for, you know, six, 8 hours, whatever it is. You need a shower badly.
Of course you do. Absolutely.
I was like walking through the airport going, no wonder OJ used to run. He stunk.
Well, Pete, I really appreciate you calling in. And again,
good to hear your voice again, Dan. We had so much fun this year. And,
I know. And really, I'm telling you, look at the blog tomorrow morning. Okay.
Is my darling up there?
Yeah, darling is there.
the doll.
Now, Steve made that puppet?
Steve Meltzer.
He made that?
Yeah.
That's a beauty.
Yeah, no, it's a really good one. It is.
They really did a good job on that. It's very smooth. The controls are very nice, and the paint was nice and everything.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. He was a
talented guy. You know me. I looked all week. I didn't find anything until that night. That was it.
He was a very talented guy, and it's a shame he's gone.
I know. I miss him. He was a good guy.
We've lost some good people over the years.
I know. Well,
listen, I don't want to tie up the phone. I know you guys got some more time left, and I'm going to sit on the side and listen. I'm trying to log on here, but I can't seem to do that. I don't know why. It's asking me for a password.
It's definitely active, I can tell you that.
What is it?
I say the website is definitely active.
Steve, how do I log on to this bad boy?
Just go to blogtalkradio.com/ventriloquist central.
I'm there.
And there should be a player there. The player's not going right there in the... It should be automatically going. Turn your speakers up. If not, there's also that link there that says to the right, left, where it says, Ben Haven Recap. If you click on that, then it'll actually take you to the page. And then that player should be active, and it should be streaming this as we're going along.
Yeah, let me try that, because I tried to log on with my username and password, but that wasn't working for some reason. So I'll try it again.
You can log on if you have a log on. If you don't, you can't. You should be able just to listen to it as a guest.
Yeah.
If you click on, like I say, that page that says Ben Haven Recap to the left there.
I got it. Okie doke.
Okay.
All right, guys. I'll talk to you all soon.
Okay, great.
Right.
Thanks for calling
and
in, Pete.
Enjoy the rest of the night.
Okay.
Okay, fellas. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Now, I know we did have a question concern that was written into us concerning our Justin TV live stream, and we were going to do one more segment, but unfortunately, we just never got to be able to do that final segment. We wanted to, but it just was impossible. Both of us were kind of wiped out.
And we were testing the technology, and some, you know, some of it worked and some of it didn't, and it was just one of those things that we were trying out.
Right.
And Bellevue, Florida, if you'll hold on just one second, we'll get to you. But, yeah, we were trying out all this different stuff. And like I say, as some of you have seen, some of it worked and some of it didn't. And we had full intention of doing another segment, but there just wasn't really any time that we could do it because there were so many other things going on that we had commitments that we were taking care of and things that we were doing.
Right.
So, we're sorry that we couldn't get to that last segment because we were trying to do it.
We really wanted to do it, but we couldn't. It was just one of those things.
They didn't want us doing live stuff over at the museum, so we couldn't do any of that.
Right.
And
which we thought we might be able. We thought we might be able to do it, and we also thought we might be able to do a live segment from the raffle, but they didn't want us to do that one either. So, you know, it was just a tough thing. We just couldn't get to it. So I apologize. We did post that we were going to, and we didn't. And I do want to apologize to everybody that due to extenuating circumstances, we just couldn't do the last segment that we said we would. Okay.
Next up, and we got Bellevue, Florida coming up, and then there's another person. I think they're on Skype, so if you'll hold the line, we'll get to you momentarily. But Bellevue, Florida, you're on the line, 352 area code.
Hello.
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 Hey, Dan, Mike Palma here. How you guys doing?
Good. Hi, Mike. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing a lot better, a lot better. I'm just amazed how much Steve sounds like Bill Clinton with this voice. It's amazing.
Yeah,
thanks a lot. Thanks a lot.
Oh, gosh. Well,
maybe
Mike,
next year at Van Haven, he's going to come with a Hillary puppet, right?
I'm going to take back all that stuff I said about your dummy.
Well, Mike, you weren't able to make it to convention this year.
No, I had some unfortunate back surgery, but it was fortunately, it was successful, and I'm back to making figures and back to work, which is a good thing. And
right.
I plan on being out there next year, hopefully, with a couple of my figures, hopefully get a little dealer table set up. And
Oh, that would be great. That would be
yeah.
great. Because I really, I'm digging your figure. I think it's really good, the one that's been on your blog lately. You've done a terrific job on it. So.
Oh, well, I appreciate it a lot. It's a lot of hard work. It's taken me a bit longer than I thought, but the back really set me back.
Right.
And hopefully now everything's going to move forward. I wanted to really thank you guys, these daily blogs that you had from the convention. Boy, I tell you what, even though I couldn't be there, I kind of felt like I was there, but it also made me that much more want to go for next year. So it was very
right.
exciting to see some of the photos and the videos that you guys were sending. It was great.
Well, thank you so much. It really is a labor of love on both Steve and my part. We want people to know what's going on in the ventriloquist world. So that's what Ventriloquist Central is all about.
I'm trying to talk with a friend of mine named Harry Allen. He owns Daytona Magic.
I know Harry.
Every year he has a magic convention in November, and I'm trying to figure out a way that we could have some kind of event convention with that somehow. I think that would be nice for the southeastern kind of thing, kind of like Abbott's get-together used to be.
Right.
But nothing.
Well, you're fortunate. You still have an active club down in Florida. You know.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, yeah. We have a great bunch of people: Al Stevens and John Parisi and Margaret Rambo.
Right.
Boy, a bunch of great Donald Wolford. Yeah, a bunch of great guys get together, and I don't get to the meetings as much as I'd like to, but. Since his back is strained up, I'm sure I'm going to get to a lot more of them. And after seeing these videos, I've got to go.
That'll be good. And of course, we have your in-house professional comedian, Ed Thomas, was with us quite a bit.
Ed Thomas, he's a trip, isn't he?
Oh, he's great. He's great. Yeah.
Yeah, I enjoy seeing him every time I see him at a meeting.
Right. So, you might be able to, pull something off like that. As a matter of fact, since you brought something like that up, Steve and I have been talking, next year is going to be Ventriloquist Central's 5th anniversary, and we're kind of thinking of maybe throwing a Ventriloquist Central birthday bash. So
that'd be wonderful.
And
whereabouts, right there in
right in Boston. Yeah,
Boston.
Which is a really nice historic place. If no one's been to Boston, it's a nice place to go for a little trip. But
I will make sure I do not wear my Yankees hat.
Well, people might boo you when you walk by, but that would be it.
Hey, fine. Who cares? I'm wearing my Seattle Mariners hat.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Steve, we're playing you tonight. So
tonight.
Yeah, I know. We're playing you tonight. So hang on.
Tonight's never hours, so yeah.
Right.
Steve's just lucky that your team isn't up to par because of so many injuries.
Oh, my God, everybody is injured. It's terrible. But we're still playing pretty good ball, even with all the injuries.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Listen, guys, it was great chatting with you. I look forward to seeing you guys at convention next year, and if you have that 5-year anniversary bash, boy, I'd love to get to that, and look forward to seeing you guys.
Okay, well, it's a pleasure talking to you, Mike, and I read your blog every time you put something up. I've seen it immediately. I go to it all the time. So.
Well, thank you. I
terrific
appreciate
job.
It. Thank you for all your help.
Okay.
You guys take care.
Bye.
Thanks.
Thank you very much. Take care.
All right, Steve, you said we had someone that was calling in from Skype.
Skype, I think, is what they're on because I can't tell what the number is, but... Whoever's on, you're on the air.
Am I really?
You're on.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, well, Dan, this is Tom Crowell. How you doing?
Hey, good, Tom.
Hey,
how are you doing?
Oh, I'm out working a fair in central New Jersey, and I was hoping that I'd get back here in time to hear it. I originally thought you were on at 7, and I thought there's no way I'm going to make it.
Right.
But
no, unfortunately, when Steve first posted that up on Facebook, it posted it because he was posting from his time zone. So it came out as 7 p.m., but if you scroll down, it did say 8 p.m. And I caught that, too, and I questioned Steve on it, and then he said, scroll down and read, scroll down.
When I post the times on the Blog Talk Radio, if you go to Blog Talk Radio and look at it, it will show it in whatever your time zone is, wherever you are. I thought that's what Facebook would do, but evidently it doesn't do that. So,
right.
Oh well, I know that for the future now.
They have to make some changes.
Well, Tom, you were at the convention, and actually you were working the doors. They had you running around like crazy. You performed on the adult show. I mean, yeah, tell us about your experience.
Well, it was just a blast. I mean, I had been out there 2 years ago and really missed it last year when I wasn't there.
Yeah.
So getting the chance to go back, and I was very nervous about performing on the show because I've only been doing ventriloquism for 3 years.
Right.
I'm out there performing it, but not in front of peers. So I wasn't really sure whether I was ready for that. But I had a good time with it, and doing the sound and working with Sue and Mark back there and getting to tech the shows and meet everybody, it was a heck of an experience.
I believe it.
Didn't have a lot of downtime, but it was a lot of fun.
Right, right. Well, I know you said you, and I did say this to you at the convention, you said you were very, very nervous, but I have to tell you, you are the only one who knew that you were nervous, because you did a great job. You really did.
Well, thank you. Thank
My
you
hats
very much.
Are off to you. No, you did a wonderful job. No one else knew that you were nervous.
Yeah, a couple people did.
They had to be sitting in the front row then.
Oh, they know me pretty well, so it was kind of they looked at what I did and said, "You were nervous up there, weren't you?" But it was just a lot of fun. I mean, seeing Nina Conti was just one of the highlights of the convention.
Isn't that like the icing on the cake?
She's fantastic. I mean, yeah. I'm just amazed at her abilities. It's amazing.
Exactly, Steve. It was when we watched the international panel, and she was doing question and answer with Monk. It was just a true lesson in splitting your personality and creating that believable character up there. And watching her do that on the fly, you can watch her on video, but you can't experience it until you're actually in the same room with her.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, people just don't know. I have to say this because we're talking about Nina. We do not have much of Nina's work on Ventriloquist Central, and that's because she is a little bit over the top for the youngsters that come to Ventriloquist Central. And so
understood, yeah.
So that's why we don't have much, but I tell you, I agree. She is just truly an amazing artist. She really is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, you got to admire Ken Groves, too. His set Wednesday night was killer.
Killer, yes.
Ken, I'm sorry?
I agree. He was killer.
Yeah, he every time I watch that man work, it's a lesson in the art.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, he gives lessons too, doesn't he? If I'm not, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
He works with Stephen Knowles. They do a thing down in Pigeon Forge, and they offer lessons. And I was pretty lucky because he and I were friends, and he kind of mentored me through. And he's still working with me. But
right.
Ken is just, every time you see him, he's got the skill down. And again, it's one of those things that people always say, well, what did you learn at the convention? What did you, you have to be there. So if anybody's listening and they haven't been there, save your money and go, because you're going to walk out of there inspired. You're going to walk out of there reinvigorated. You're going to work on it. You're going to have fun with it. And you're going to have memories of a lifetime.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, this was the first time I got to meet you because the year that you went 3 years ago, that was a year I couldn't make it. Unfortunately, it fell right on my anniversary, and my wife said, we're not going to be able to make convention this year. So,
And who was it that wanted to be there this year?
Absolutely.
Did she call you and say she
drove me nuts because she didn't come with me this year. So next year, Helen will be there. So.
Okay.
Yep.
I'll look forward to meeting her.
Oh, yeah. No, she's a great kid. Great kid. She really is. She stands behind me with my passion for this collecting. I've said that already. She's the tops in my book. So.
Well, I can't wait to get up there and see that collection. And I know next time I'm heading north, I'm definitely going to let you know.
Anytime. You're always welcome. Anybody that's listening, if you're in the Boston area, you want to come by and see the Ventriloquist Central collection, just give me a holler. I'm here ready to show you. So. That'd be great. So,
well, Dan, I'm going to let you go. I know you've got you probably got other callers on the line. I don't want to tie up too much time, but I just wanted to call in and say it was great to meet you out there. And hopefully next year I'll be able to take a couple more breathers and we'll actually get a chance to sit down and do more than stuff food in our faces. We're looking at each other.
I know. I appreciate that. All right. Well, great talking to you, Tom, and I'm sure we'll talk again soon.
Okay, take care. See you later,
okay.
Steve. You bye.
Take care. Well, Steve, that was pleasurable. We had some great callers calling in, and I spill the beans a little bit talking there with Mike Hama.
Yeah, we've been talking earlier before, actually, we went on the air and talking about how, you know, at the convention, you know, we hadn't seen each other in 3 years, which kind of amazed a lot of people.
That's right. A lot of people think that we live next door to each other, and
well,
and actually, you're 2,000 miles away from me.
But, yeah. And right. The other fact that, we met 4 years ago at the convention when
right.
Greg Will introduced us, and, you know, October will be 4 years for Ventriloquist Central, and we were thinking, yeah, you know, one more year in 2011 is 5 years, so maybe we ought to have some kind of a birthday bash or something like that for Ventriloquist Central for the 5th year. So
right, and
you know,
I think
we kind of thought of, and you know, we might kick around a little bit.
Right, I think it would be a fun time. I really do. I think it would
sure.
be a fun time.
Be the place to have it, you know.
Yeah, well, I'm 6 miles north of Boston, so.
Also thinks that I've seen the collection. I have never even seen the collection.
This
you
is
know,
true.
I keep putting all this stuff on the website, but I have not even seen the collection. So
right.
I wouldn't see it myself.
Yeah, no, it's really funny. I, you know, a lot of people just don't realize that the two of us, we say to each other, we're the Corsican twins. We're brothers. We think alike. We're brothers from different mothers, but we do think alike, and we put everything together, and we bounce stuff off each other, and it seems to have worked immensely. So that's how Ventriloquist Central has become what it is. It could never have been what it is if it was just me or just you.
That's true, and technology has helped us do this too, because you know, we're uploading files and downloading files, and you're doing videos, and then we're uploading them to my computer, and I'm processing them, and
right.
and you know, and that was another thing about this year at the convention. You know, last year there was probably more stuff being put out there that was happening from the convention, but I wasn't there because at the last moment I couldn't make it.
Right.
And so it was easy for you to send it to me, and then I had time to process it and everything. And with me being there this year and with all we had going on, and, you know, and plus maybe some people do or don't know that I do websites, and I had about 4 or 5 clients there, and I was meeting
right.
with them. And,
yep.
and then I had other people approach me about websites, and plus I do dummy work, so I talked to a few people about some dummy work. So, you know, it was all just, it was too hard to try to get everything done in the time frame that we had.
Right. I know it.
As my voice can attest to.
For sure. No, it really was.
Meeting all the great people, you know, the new people and some of the Facebook people and everything else. It was a really good time.
One other person that I definitely wanted to mention in seeing was Sammy King this year. Now, Sammy didn't perform his act this year, but he did a phenomenal lecture. And he also premiered a new ventriloquist figure, his cowboy figure, that was really terrific. I only wish we could have done some video of him so that we could show it to you all, but unfortunately we're unable to take any kind of video inside the lectures and the shows. That's why you have to go to the convention. But I can tell you that figure that Sammy brought out was terrific. And by the way, if you haven't gone to Sammy King's website, you really do, because he's doing coaching. So if you need any kind of help, this man is a consummate professional ventriloquist. You couldn't find any better, and Sammy is now doing coaching, and it's not a lot of money.
It's very inexpensive, and if you're very serious about it, it's very affordable for you, so yeah.
Right. So definitely go and take a look at his website. Well, Steve, I see we're winding down time. We're almost out of time. If there's anybody quick wants to call in, you only got a couple of minutes left. So if someone wants to throw in a question or call in, now's the time, because
we don't even have we have less than a minute, looks like. We're down to Yeah, we're counting down right now. We're probably at about 45 seconds. So,
okay.
Well,
this has been great. I've enjoyed talking to everybody. I hope all of you out there who've been listening enjoyed listening to the comments about the convention. And please, you got to make sure you go. If you don't go to convention, you're missing out. You really are. So make sure you make plans. And I have to make a compliment to Mark Wade. He runs a terrific convention. All right? So...
Yes, and like Tom said, you know, and I think even Pete mentioned it, you know, start saving your money now for next year because you definitely want to go.
Right.
If you're a ventriloquist, if you love the art, it's the place to be.
Right.
And
I
we're down
can't...
to 5 seconds, so take it, Dan.
All right, everybody, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Make sure you tune in next month. We'll be doing another Blog Talk Radio. So take care, and we'll speak with you then.